Well, I want to thank you for your prayers. You can see some of them were answered. Of course, I don't know if you want me back or not, but some. But if you turn your Bibles with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 16, I want to talk to you a little bit about giving to missionaries and what we would encourage you to do. It is a wonderful opportunity, isn't it, that the Lord allows us to be a part of something that goes beyond our borders. And in this particular case, in 1 Corinthians, as well as you see in 2 Corinthians, there was a collection that was being taken for those who were in Jerusalem. There had been a famine in the land, and we know that there are countries, even now, that have been on continuous famines of sorts, always in need. And so the collection for the churches in different places has been set right from the very start. It's something that we should be doing, ministering to people that don't have as much. And we're allowed to be a part of a ministry in which a lot of people are really coming to know the Lord. There's an open door, and there's a great receptivity. So the Lord has allowed us to actually be a part of that through finances. The thing that we have to be careful is we have to be careful to do everything decently and in order. And so that's what we've tried to do in every case. And we know that sometimes giving too much money too fast causes more problems than it does help. So we have to guard and protect in that regard also. As an example, we were talking with Laura before she left, and one of the things we want to do is we want to make sure that she's accountable to her church, not to a lot of other churches. The reason for that is it brings a lot of confusion, and then it brings a lot of pressure on a missionary to feel like they have to hit all these spots when they come home. We feel like there needs to be one church that person's under, and they're receiving authority through that church. And then if we help at all, we then complement that authority. And it's one of the reasons why when we knew about Laura, we contacted the church who wanted a message of affirmation from that church, because we believe that that's the authority in her life. We know that she has additional needs, but largely her additional needs are tied in with her rent. And one of the reasons why she has additional needs with this is Danae, who is working with her, she is supporting her, and she is paying for her rent, or she is living with. So we felt like one of the ways that we could actually help Laura was by giving money to Danae, then having her under a church that she's accountable to, and also a church that is really caring for her. Excuse me. So this has been our desire with that ministry, and we feel like if we're helping Danae, we're also helping Laura in that regard. We know that there are attachments that begin to form with the different ones that go back to the mission field. That's good. We want you corresponding. We want you attached to these missionaries. But once again, we want to be careful about the way that we give and make sure that it's done in such a way that we're encouraging the dynamics that are already there. And one of the dynamics that are already there is that these couple of ladies are really ministering to each other as well as ministering to other people, and we don't want that breaking off. So that brings me to my second point in this, and that is that there's a real concern that if we give at this juncture Danae too much money, she may break off on her own, and we feel like they just really need the support of each other at this juncture. So we're going to be slow in even giving her money because we're going to see how things work out. So we want it to benefit Laura as well. So we're just letting you know that, you know, there will be times where we'll say, we really encourage you to give because there will be a great need. But right now, we're just asking you to hold on this, not much longer, but we just want to tie down some things. We already have some money in the account of Danae. We had sent an ATM card over with Laura, and so she has the ability to draw out money. We have a certain amount in there. It's not a large amount. We're wanting to see what happens with this amount. That it's not divisive, that it's not hurtful to the ministry. This is our goal in this. So as things progress, my desire is progress in our giving and are responsible. Then also let me say this, that oftentimes there's a tendency to give a one-time large gift, and look, there are times for that. For instance, Robinson and Molly just bought some property outside of Chandigarh, and it was needed to have large sums of money in order to purchase those things. But the problem with large sum of money giving, unless there's a specific need, is that if we then send that large sum of money, in which we feel responsible as a church, if you designate something, we feel responsible, we need to send it. But if we do that, then that creates almost a false hope and doesn't really breed a consistency and a trust. And what we're hoping to do is let them know that if we commit to a certain amount, we're going to be there. We're going to constantly give this certain amount every month, and it's something that they can depend on rather than a large sum and then nothing for large times of. So we want to be dependable to them. If a person takes on a missionary themselves, which is okay, the only thing I would say is you be consistent with them because they're going to be dependent on them. Once you start giving, they're going to be dependent on that. And so if at any point, to me, that's the value of giving to the church, because the church will make this commitment and we will hold to those years ahead. So we're not just giving them something for a year or two or such, but we're saying we're committed to you and we're committed to this work and we're going to stick by you. In the same regard, the same thing is true with India, and we've tried to be very consistent in what we give them. From time to time, there have been specific needs, and we've let that known, and you folks have been more than generous in doing this. We believe that it's probably time in which we begin to enlarge this, mainly because of the fact that our hopes are that they're going to be building a church outside of Chandigarh, and already have the piece of property. It's kind of in a sugar cane field, but it's a good place because there's some surrounding villages as well as just outside of Chandigarh. It's a pretty large city. So be praying for that. We'll let you know how things progress with this. One of the things we were excited about was Robinson has been working specifically with five men, and these five men just really have a heart for the Lord. And we're just really excited about that. So we believe that the ministry, and one of the things I had talked to him about was that you don't want the tail to wag the dog. That is to say, you don't want the school to be in charge of a church. You want the church to be in charge of the school. And as he's just on the same page with me, and he's pretty excited about doing this and wanting the church ultimately to be the hub of the school. So we're excited about this, and we're excited about the way things are going. Just continue to pray for them. This particular passage, Paul has taken a collection, and we understand that because in verse 1 he says, I'm taking a collection. That's how we know that. But in chapter 16, verse 1, it reads this way. Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I directed the churches of Galatia, so do you also. On the first day of every week. Oh, there's kind of a great text for why we meet on the first day of every week and not on the Sabbath, isn't it? On the first day of every week, let each of you put aside and save as he may prosper, that no collections be made when I come. When I arrive, whomever you may approve, I shall send them with letters to carry your gift to Jerusalem. Have you ever noticed that particular verse? What he's trying to make sure is that everything's done decently and in order. We're not just going to send anybody with the money. When we send them, they're going to have letters affirming who they are and affirming what this money is for. It's a precaution. We believe that we're stewards of whatever God has given us. And we believe that when you give money, you're not just giving money, you're giving of your time. You're giving your first as unto the Lord. We then see that as a grand stewardship. And we want to spend that wisely, that time of yours, that money of yours, that effort of yours, wisely as unto the Lord. And we want to make sure that it goes not only in the place that it was designated for, but we want to make sure that it goes in such a way that it's actually beneficial and not harmful. And so he says, as it is fitting, verse 4, for me to go also, they will go with me. So there's that word fitting. It's pretty interesting, isn't it? Is this going to be fitting? Is this going to be right? Is this going to be proper? Is this the correct thing to do? And these are questions that we oftentimes have to ask. What is the best way we can give? When do we give? And how do we give? All these things are a part of it. But the wonderful thing is, if in fact you trust your leadership, and this is part of, you know, being in the right church. If in fact you trust your leadership, then you can entrust with them that monies to do what is right for that money for the missionaries. And just to interject this one thing, I think there are times where we feel perhaps overwhelmed that we need to give to a particular missionary, and I think that's wonderful. And I personally feel like one of the best things that you can do is correspond with them perhaps, or send them words of encouragement, pray for them on a continual basis. These are some of the greatest things you can do. But once again, I just want to emphasize that if we get too focused on giving to a single missionary too much, then we begin to stockpile over here while the other person is starving or in great need. And so as you give to missionaries, you know, there will be specific times where we'll say, we have a specific need and we're going to ask you to give to the specific need, and we trust that you do that. And we'll make sure that all of it goes to that specific need. But on the whole, what we're asking you to do is support the missionaries. And we'll try to make sure that a consistency is built in the giving and that it's not harmful to them in every way. We're trying to do what is fitting, what is proper, what is right, and when it's given and the way that it's given, we're trying to make sure that it's done in the right way. Well, Father, we give you thanks for opportunities that you give us to be a part of ministries. Lord, we ask for your wisdom in directing these funds, and let it be done in such a way that it enhances ministry, not tears it down. We pray this in your name. Amen.